This is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield from The Lynn Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Michael provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Mansfield. Hey, I was so bummed last week. I lost my voice. I was kind of sick the week before, but I lost my voice and I could hardly speak last week. And so I was so bummed because I wanted to make a video because there was so much stuff coming out last week. So let's get in a time machine. 2 weeks ago on Monday, so this is Monday, May 5th, happy Cinco de Mayo, I made a video. I titled it something, I don't know, Headlines Drive Uncertainty. And then literally the very next day on that Tuesday and Wednesday, what started happening? The headlines started to change. All of the sudden, tariff talks start to soften. All of the sudden, China's doing certain things that week. Subtly, you know, they've been quietly, for example, not having tariffs on like 130 different items that represent $40 billion of trade goods because they're trying not to implode themselves. And then last week, obviously, a lot of stuff coming out. And so what happens? I mean, that's what's so fun about this, right? We go into Liberation Day on April 2nd. The market's very upset. The market crashes. We're fielding a lot of phone calls. People are certainly concerned. They're upset. They don't know what to think, how to perceive it. Obviously, very true, very relevant. And as of Friday, it's hard to see on this chart, but all these white squares. As of Friday, we just went 9 days in a row of positive earnings on the S&P 500. That is the best run on the S&P 500 since 2004, over 20 years. Today, we'll see what happens. This is Monday. Will this be day 10? I'll be entertained to see what that statistic then is how many days did we have positive days on the S&P. Right now it's sitting kind of flat, but honestly, Scott Bessent's on the news right now saying that we might have some trade deals announced this week. And so that would be certainly a positive headline since a lot of the market is being headline driven, but kind of amazing. But it also reminds us that oftentimes the best and worst things are correlated, meaning when you have really bad market cycles, they're often followed by really good market cycles. And so we're living in a microcosm here where, yeah, the beginning of April, it sold off. And at the end of April, we just had the best string of positive returns in the S&P 500 in over 20 years. So it just plays to the point of who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We are still data dependent. We are still headline dependent. There's still a lot of confusion and chaos. But at the end of the day, it just shows you the importance of being an investor, staying invested. If you had panicked on the down and you bailed out and then you just missed this cycle right here, that's pretty challenging for your own situation. So a couple of things that happened last week. Amazing how attitudes are represented. So last week we get first quarter, what we call advanced GDP data. So it's the first read. So for 3 months, they keep revising and updating the data. So if we went in a little time machine and looked at GDP projections for the first quarter as of, you know, the day before this came out last week, the government, the Atlanta Federal Reserve, has a website they call GDP Now. In fact, here's the website right here. First quarter GDP estimates from the government before the data was released was estimating a negative 2.7% first quarter GDP. So almost down 3%. And then when it comes out, it's down literally 0.3%. So it's a tenth of what they were thinking it was. And I viewed this as phenomenal. I thought, holy cow. They just told me I was going to have a negative 3% GDP and it came in almost flat. And the news is like, we had negative GDP. This is horrible, horrible. And you're like, whoa, hold your horses. How about we have some perspective here? That's phenomenal relative to what the government had been promising for us for 2 months, what it was going to be. Then when you read into what even happened here, you can kind of see it on the chart here is consumer spending was positive. Investment in the U.S. was positive. These are good things. Remember, 70% of our GDP is solely derived from consumer spending. We are a consumer economy. You can see on the far right of this chart on the government website that the big drag, and go check the tape. I made videos about this. If you've been in meetings with me for the last few months, I've brought this up, is I felt that the GDP number would be a little disingenuous because there was front loading of people buying stuff about tariff fears and things like that. And that negative imports creates a very negative impact on GDP. So imports are down about 5%. They have a negative 5% GDP drag. And the thing still came in almost flat, right? It almost flatlined. On top of it, this is read one. If you know anything about the government, guess what? For the next 2 months, they keep revising this. The numbers always change. It would be amazing, shocking, entertaining if this thing went flat or just barely positive. So I was totally entertained. I thought this was great news. Tells a much better story than what the government was projecting with the data literally the day before this came out. On top of it, if we go to the GDP Now website, which is now we're 1 month into the second quarter, they're using the real-time data to try to project this. So as of May 1st, second quarter GDP is trending at a positive 1.1%. Once again, obviously, they were very, very off in the first quarter. Actually, that's the most I think I've ever seen them off. But they were off, so be it. On top of it, other positive news. Payroll comes in. Payroll's positive. Almost 200,000 jobs created last month. Remember, this is during the tariff stuff. Maybe tariffs haven't physically hit, but the idea that they are hitting, people are aware of them, and employers were still hiring. I think out of these 177,000 jobs created, they were expecting about 138,000. So this was a very good positive upside surprise to the labor market, having certainly some resilience. Year to date, there's been just shy of about 600,000 jobs created in the United States. So that was a positive. All of these things, once again, drove towards this theme that we just had this really nice run on the S&P 500. So earnings are coming out. Guess what? Earnings are better than people said they would be. Remember, the world was supposed to be collapsing, yet earnings are coming out really well. In fact, one of the most notable earnings a week ago Friday was probably Visa. Remember, Visa has the ability to peer inside of reality. They deal with consumers. They deal with consumer spending. They deal with consumers paying off those debts. And Visa, you know, in Mike Mansfield terms, came out and said, what recession? Consumers are just fine. They're spending. They're happy, wappy. Life is good. No big deal. You're like, wow, okay, well, that's not what I'm being told by the news. Then kind of the fun part of the show is always the Federal Reserve. And so this is the CME Rate Watch tool. This is where the independent interest rate traders and bond traders and whatnot are projecting what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So if I go to the May meeting, there's basically 100% chance that there's no rate cut. If I go to the June meeting, it looks like there's about a 30% chance for a rate cut. I go to July. This is trending at what, about a 75% chance of a rate cut by July. So this is going to the theme of, wait a second, GDP is not as bad as we thought. Earnings aren't as bad as we thought. Labor market's staying robust. Probabilities of the Fed cutting are going. The government's still working on deregulation. They're working on tax cut bills. Now, markets don't go in straight lines. I still think that we're living in the headline moment. So you get a couple bad headlines, the market's going to go back down. You get a couple good headlines, the market's probably going to go up. But if we get some really tangible things, like Congress does in fact pass the tax cuts that they're projecting or something like that, I think that, you know, we're all going to be pleasantly surprised. But, you know, what an amazing April that we just lived through in the stock market. It was hectic. It was wild. The first half was cataclysmic. But at the end of the day, I think it just shows us that the economy is much more resilient than we think. Things are going a little better than the news is implying. The importance of staying invested when things get bad is very important. As the market gets to high water marks, that would be a much better time to be a little more, we'll say, standoffish if you wanted to become more conservative. So in any case, was happy to give this update. I thought, you know, last week was a very exciting week in economics, in the stock market, in the headlines of the news. Obviously, sitting here watching the news right now, you know, Scott Bessent is saying that there's going to be stimulus from tax cuts and that trade deals are probably coming this week. Those are great headlines. So in any case, that's all I got for you guys today, but appreciate all of the viewership. Please share this with your friends. If you got any questions, just give me a call. 805-500-7035. I wish you all well.
Thank you for listening to The Wealth Puzzle. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Michael Mansfield at The Lind Group. Call 805-500-7035 or visit them online at thelindgroup.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by the Lind Group Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through the Lind Group, LLC. The Lind Group, LLC, and the Lind Group Advisors, LLC are not affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.